Let's say it together. This is the word of God, and I know that is true. If you turn with me to Daniel chapter 6, verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps, to be over the whole kingdom and over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them, so that the king would suffer no loss. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because of an excellent spirit that was in him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find no charge or fault, because he was without fault. Nor was there any error or fault found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any charge against Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God." So these governors and satraps thronged before the king and said thus to him, "King Darius, live forever. All governors of the kingdom, the administrators and satraps, the counselors and advisors, have consulted together to establish a royal statute and make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish this decree and sign the writing so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which does not alter. Therefore, King Darius, sign the written decree." Okay, we have in the first nine verses of Daniel, King Darius was setting up different realms and regions. And so he was setting up leaders over all these regions. And so Daniel was part of the leadership of the regions. And so wouldn't you know, he just got set up as a leader. And right away, somebody's already ready to beat him down already, just because he just started. You know, sometimes when you get a promotion or something and you have people that may be jealous of your position or maybe don't think that you should have the authority over them. I mean, they went through a lot of trouble to go ahead and do this. And they also went behind Daniel's back and advising the king, you know, and king live forever, buttering him up, you know. And, you know, the way Daniel walked, he influenced people. Because as you see in the first part of the scripture there, it said that they knew that they couldn't find any fault in him because of the way he was. Because he was God's man. And so they had to trick and all this other stuff to get him caught in one of the things. So they were able to get the king to sign this decree. So we'll go ahead and read down this, from 10 to 17. "Now when Daniel knew that the writings was signed, he went home, and in his upper room with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before God, as was his custom since the early days. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying, making supplication before his God. And they went before the king and spoke concerning the king's decree. 'Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any god or man within 30 days except you, O king, should be cast into the den of lions?' The king answered and said, 'The thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which does not alter.' So they answered and said before the king that Daniel, who is one of the captives of Judah, that does not show due regard for you, O king, or for the decrees that you have signed, but makes his petition three times a day. And the king, when he had heard these words, was greatly displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men approached the king and said to the king, 'Now, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and the Persians that no decree, statute, which the king establishes may be changed.' So the king gave the command and brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, 'Your God whom you serve continually, he will deliver you.' Then a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signet rings of the lords, that the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed." You know, right away, I look at the king. You know, he's a king, and he's wanted people to worship him. But he knew Daniel's God. And the thing of it was, as soon as they told him that it was Daniel, right away he was distressed. He was upset with himself. He had to save Daniel because he knew how powerful God was. And he knew what a good man Daniel was. You know, I just pose a question to you and myself. Do people know that we're Christians? Do people know that we love Jesus? You know, the Bible tells us that we have to proclaim him to everybody. We need to preach to the ends of the earth. and just show everyone that we love him. Another thing that stands out in this message is Daniel's courage. You know, when you're about to be executed, which this was an execution, they threw him in a den of lions. Right away, your courage is tested, and you're hit with fear. One thing about courage is mental or moral strength. You know, even though the scriptures tell you not to fear, fear is always there. You know, you get all these scriptures where they say, do not fear, or be of good courage. But the thing of it is that fear is always there. The thing of it is that the courage is the thing that causes you to go towards the fear and not be afraid of it. I might have shared this story to you once before, but I had heard this many years ago, and it was talking about lions, African lions, when they hunt. When the lions get old, you know, they lose their teeth, and their claws, but the one thing that they keep that was given to them is that roar. So when they hunt, all the lions, all the healthy, strong lions, they set themselves up around the perimeter where all the wildebeests are and the zebras and all that stuff, all the good meat. And they sit that old lion at the entrance. And that old lion gets up and goes into the fray and just roars. And that's all that lion could do is roar. He can't even run to attack the prey. And so it's just pandemonium, and all the animals just run in every direction, and they're getting caught by the animals, the healthy lions on the fringe of where the animals are. You know, and that's what courage is for. You need to run to the roar. If they would have ran to the roar, they could have ran right by that lion, and wouldn't have got eaten. So when you're faced with fear, you know, sometimes fear comes up, and, you know, like when you want to witness to somebody, or if the Lord has placed something in your life and he wants you to do it, and right away you say, Lord, I can't do that. You know, you think of Moses because of his speech impediment, he couldn't do that. You think of other people that had difficulties or had things that were wrong with them, and that they let that fear set in and they ran away or went the opposite direction, they missed a blessing. So if you run towards that roar, that's where your blessing is, running towards the roar. You need to have that courage. You know, the men's Bible study, we're talking about being courageous men of our families. You know, and then, you know, raising a family, you know that there are fears in your family. You know, in certain fears. You want to make sure your kids are all right. You want to make sure everyone's safe. You want to make sure your bills are paid. You know, there's always that fear. You know, you've heard of some broken families where some run from that fear, run from that responsibility. But you want to be a courageous father, a courageous husband, a courageous man of God, and you want to do what the Bible says to support your family and raise them in a godly way. So run towards the roar, because that's where your blessing is. And another thing about Daniel is that in the midst of when he found out that the king signed that decree, he didn't go running and hiding. I know you heard in different stories in the Bible, especially like when Jesus was crucified, you know, the disciples ran and hid. You know, you look at Daniel, he didn't run and hide. He went back to his apartment, went right back to the same window, his altar where he worshiped God, opened it up even. You know, you'd have thought maybe he'd have kept it closed, you know, so they couldn't see him, but he opened it up so that they could still see him worshiping his God. And then that's when they caught him, because they knew that he was a man of God. And they knew that, you know, this lie of the decree that they had the king sign, they knew that he would fall short on that end because he was a man of God. But he knew God, and Daniel had courage, and God blessed him for serving him in that way. Okay, we're going to read on in verse 18. Now the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. No musicians were brought before him. Also his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying, Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions? And Daniel then said, O king, live forever. My God sent his angels and shut the mouths of the lions so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. Now the king was exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury wherever was found on him, because he believed in his God. You know, Daniel trusted his life in the hands of the Lord. Do we trust our lives in the hand of God? And in this day and age, do we really trust God? Do we know for a fact that God is with us and that God is protecting us. And another thing, too, is Daniel did this, even if he would have died, he knew that he was doing the right thing. I don't know if you remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were going to throw him in the furnace. And they said, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Even in death, it says in 2 Timothy 1:6-7, that to live is Christ and to die is gain. You know, so when we live for Christ, we're doing what he wants us to do. We're living for him. But then when we die, it's gain, because even if we die in the midst of the ministry, in the midst of the struggle, we're going to heaven and we're going to be with him for eternity. So don't ever be afraid to die for the gospel. Don't ever be afraid to die for God. If God sends you somewhere, he's going to protect you, but he will get the glory no matter what happens, no matter what you go through. So always just continue to trust in the Lord. And from verse 24 to 28, it says that, and the king gave the command and brought those men who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces before they ever came to the bottom. So, you know, all night they were in there with Daniel. They had a meal in the cage, and the angels were around him, and they did not let him eat. But the thing of it is, the thing that stands out is that they were snatching them down before they even touched the ground. So, you know, they were hungry. But the Lord protected him from those lions just because he trusted the Lord with his life. King Nebuchadnezzar had come to believe that Daniel's God was real because of his faithfulness. The faithfulness of Daniel. And then in the final verse, it says that, so this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. And also that King Darius also made a proclamation to all the people, all the languages and nations that dwelt on the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I make this decree in every dominion of my kingdom. Men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever. His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works his signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. Who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? So again, the Lord protected Daniel because he was faithful. And just think, you're a captive in a foreign land, and they have all these different gods that are in this foreign land, and you have the king himself making a proclamation on your behalf because of your God. You know, it's just because of the way Daniel lived his life, the way Daniel held himself, and the way Daniel walked, that he won many souls just by his actions. By our actions, we can win souls too. You'd be amazed how many people are watching you, especially if they know you go to a church and you're proclaiming to be a child of God. So I just urge you, just continue to walk upright, because you never know what the lives that you're changing just by your actions.